and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning, this is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast of this Gospel of the Kingdom. Today's topic is revenge. Jesus instructed us in the book of Matthew chapter 5. In Matthew 5, verse 37, Jesus said, "But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these is of evil. You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also." Now, some people misinterpret this verse in Matthew to mean that we have no right to self-defense. But that's not what Jesus was really teaching. What he was really teaching is you should not take revenge. That if somebody does evil to you, that you should not act out of revenge. He was not teaching against self-defense. He was teaching against revenge. So many people today in our society have that huge problem of revenge. It is the lifestyle, the mind frame of the gangs in our time. In the inner cities, in the urban areas of Detroit and Cincinnati, the gangs live for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. The spirit of revenge. People need to understand that Jesus did speak against revenge. And there are other scriptures that we can speak of. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 to verse 14. Well, starting in verse 14 all the way to 13:14. So Romans 12:14 to Romans 13:14. Says, "Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not." Where did Paul get this from? He got it from Jesus. So he's talking about blessing your enemies, cursing not. Says, "Rejoice with them that do rejoice, weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Do not Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense, meaning repay, to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. And if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peacefully with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. Revenge not yourselves. But rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. In so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." So, in other words, that last verse of Romans 12 is telling you, do not let evil overcome you. When you resort to revenge, you're letting their evil deeds and the fruit and the seed of their evil deeds, bear forth evil fruit in you. Their evil seed that was planted, brought forth a harvest of evil thoughts, evil temptations, which you acted upon or would be thinking about acting upon, and bringing it about, acting upon it, and being overcome by evil. You're resorting to their lowness. You're resorting to their evil and following their example. And you are proving them correct when you resort to evil. When you resort to childlessness, immaturity of revenge, and revenge is childlessness. Revenge is for the immature who wants to act out in revenge like a child would. Grown-ups, mature people, wise people do not act like this. We must become the mature bride of Christ, without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Let us not be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 13, verse 1, let ever so be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall deceive to themselves damnation. Why is it talking now about submitting yourselves to the authorities, to the higher powers? It just got done talking about do not take revenge, to wait on the Lord, that vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. We got to understand that there was no chapter separation between Romans 12 and Romans 13 in the original scriptures. In the original scriptures, there was no verse numbers or chapter numbers, no chapter divisions, no verse divisions. And so man has added these chapter numbers and verse numbers in the 1500s, around 1590, and so they added these verse numbers. So these verses from chapter 12 to chapter 13 are in a single flow, and we should read them together. And this submitting yourself to authorities is in the context of not taking your own revenge, but rather giving it over to the legal process. That if somebody does something against you that is illegal, instead of taking it into your own hands, instead of acting like a gang, instead of acting like teenagers, instead of taking your own revenge, that we give it to the legal authorities, to the judges, to the police officers, and to God himself, who appointed these judges and police officers and governors and presidents. There is no power except for those that God has ordained. Amen. And we have to submit ourselves to the law of the land, to the law of God, and to the law that God has ordained into our nation. Now it says here in Romans 13, verse 3, Romans 13, verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Instead of us repaying evil ourselves, the rulers, the police officers, the law of the land will bring terror to those that have done evil to us. And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and he, everything we do in this life, good and bad, we are repaid. We will reap the consequences and rewards of everything good we do in this life and bad we do in this life, not only in the hereafter, not only in the future, not only in the resurrections and judgment day, but even now. When we do anything bad in this life, vengeance is the Lord's, even in this life. When we live in an evil manner, we suffer the consequences of our evil lifestyle in this life, as well as on judgment day. Those who do not live for God, they live in judgment all the days of their life and suffer the consequences. And the police, many times, is used as the instrument of his vengeance, of his wrath, of the punishment of God. The police officers, fines, probation, prison, is the hand of God ordained in this life. And so it says here in Romans 13, verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Are you not afraid of prison? Are you not afraid of the police officers? Maybe we need to pray for the judges to give stiffer, harsher sentences to the hard criminals. Maybe the rehabilitation of the prisons need to actually become a rehabilitation again, like it was meant to be. Maybe we need to pray for the police officers and better relationships between society and our communities and the teenagers and the police officers and the law. Maybe we need to pray for the peace of Detroit and the peace of Cincinnati. Yes, pray for Jerusalem, but why not pray for our own neighborhood and our own capital cities and our own appointees of government? Amen. Verse 4, for he is a minister of God. Who is the minister of God in this verse? The authorities of the government, the police officers. These are the ministers of God. Verse 4, to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God. These police officers should be looked at with honor and respect. Police officers are ministers of your neighborhood. Will you look at the police officers in your community as ministers of God? We need to look at them as ministers of God and pray for them the same way we pray for our pastors. And it says that he is a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Therefore, you must needs to be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause, pay ye tribute also. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this thing. Therefore, render therefore unto them their dues. We are to pay our taxes and to pay due respect to those who are in authority. We should respect with high honor. With double honor, the scriptures say. We should pay double honor to our elders, our pastors, and our leaders, and our police officers, our ministers of God. We should say, yes, sir, and no, sir. Pastor so-and-so, pastor so-and-so. We should call them by their titles that God has given them. And respect our leaders and officers of the law with high honor and double honor. Thank you for listening today. I pray the Lord Jesus bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.